ladies and guys who like to overanalyze and overlabel things. Andy here, author of the best Tinder guide on the frickin' internet and assertive, dominant gentleman. This is the Killer and a Loser show. Let's fucking go. Bit of a wacky title here. I'm going to have a bit of fun here and tell you guys something that you might not have thought about, or you may not have gotten this autistic about this idea. So a lot of you guys know that there is, you know, dominant and there is submissive. You know, I think we're all aware of that. One person sort of takes the lead, the other one follows. That applies to the business world. It applies to sex. It applies to kinky sex like BDSM. It applies to relationships. It often applies to friendships. It applies to a lot of things. Usually, there will be one person who takes the lead and someone else who goes along with that. You know, we call the person who takes the lead the dominant. We call the person who goes along with it the submissive. That's a BDSM term. You know, it's also like a relationship term. The man is usually the dominant one. The woman is usually the submissive one. But you guys may not have thought about it on a deeper sort of level or really analyzed it. If you've had, you know, sex with enough people, with enough women, you figure out that there's actually different types of dominant and different types of submissive. It's not just submissive or dominant. That's kind of a little oversimplified. So as you can sort of garner from the title, there is passive submissive and there is assertive submissive. So what do I mean by those two? And there's also passive dominant and assertive dominant. We'll cover those in a second, but passive submissive versus assertive submissive. So passive obviously means passive, not taking the lead, not sort of explaining what you want, just kind of going with the flow, and also being submissive. Those two things are, there's overlap, but they're not quite the same thing. And then assertive submissive is overtly saying that you like to be submissive, but then being submissive. So I'll give you examples because that might be a little confusing. So a girl who is passive submissive won't tell you that she's submissive. She won't tell you what she wants. She won't tell you, you know, overtly like, I want you to dominate me, or I want you to take the lead, I want you to fuck me. She won't even say anything. She will just be passive and she'll be submissive. Versus a girl who's assertive submissive will literally say, I want you to tie me up. I want you to take the lead. I want you to do whatever you want to me. I want you to fuck me like crazy. That's very assertive. She's literally asserting herself and telling you directly what she wants, but she's being submissive, or she wants to be submissive. So it's kind of like, once you sort of start diving deep into this shit, like we're not just talking like BDSM, but just in relationships in general, but especially in BDSM, especially in kinky sex, you do realize like, yeah, there are some girls that will just sort of lay back and let you do whatever you want to them, and they won't overtly tell you, you know, I want you to dominate me. And then there are girls that will literally say, I want you to dominate me. I want to be submissive to you. Now let's talk about passive dominant and assertive dominant, because there's two sides of the dominant coin as well. So assertive dominant is someone like me. I will very clearly say to girls, I'm going to dominate you. You're going to be a good girl for me. I'm going to tell you what to do. And I will actively tell girls, I want you to be submissive for me. Passive dominant is someone who's sort of a little more passive about it. They don't overtly express, I'm going to dominate you. They don't overtly express that they want to be dominant. So a lot of guys fall into this category. A lot of guys are used to just sort of taking the lead, but they don't think of themselves as dominant. They're just like kind of going with the flow and like being dominant without being assertive about it. Does that make sense? So I thought the general point of this podcast was just kind of get you guys thinking a little more. This isn't like a super serious podcast. You don't need to take notes or memorize this or anything. But yeah, a lot of guys don't really sort of think about or pay attention to some girls being assertive but still submissive versus assertive and dominant. And so it all gets kind of murky. And I've seen a lot of guys, you know, again, we're getting super nerdy with these definitions here, but it is a bit of fun. I find this stuff interesting and fun. A lot of guys will say to me like, oh, you know, I met this girl and she was like super dominant. And I'll say like, oh, that's cool. Like, what did she do? And they'll say like, she kept telling me to fuck her and tie her up and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that's not dominant. That's submissive. She wants you to dominate her. She's just being assertive about that. So she's directly telling you, I want you to tie me up. And they'll stop and think about it. And they'll be like, oh shit, you're right. Yeah, she is submissive, but she's also assertive. She's literally telling me. So if you're going to talk about dominance would be like she literally dominates you. She ties you up. She takes the lead. She jumps on your cock and starts bouncing up and down. That's like dominant. She was being assertive but submissive. So again, this is super fucking nerdy. This is one of those like fun little podcasts. Please don't write notes. Please don't think I'm going to test you on this stuff. This is just a bit of fun. I like to get autistic with these definitions sometimes because I find this shit really interesting. I really like the psychology, you know, of human behavior, of sexuality, of how, you know, men and women get together, of how some women can be submissive but still assertive. Some women can just be like dominant. I've had women that are passive dominant, like they don't directly say I'm going to be dominant, but they just kind of take the lead. Like they just happen to jump on top of your cock and start riding you. They just happen to, you know, sit on your face and want you to lick their pussy, but they're not like directly assertively dominant. They just kind of passively dominant. And I've seen a lot of guys that are passively dominant, and simultaneously I've seen a lot of girls that are very, very, very assertive but submissive. So pay attention to this stuff if you want to. I personally find this shit fucking fascinating. Again, don't take notes. None of this is that important. This is kind of just a fun little podcast. But yeah, go out there and sort of notice. Leave a comment, I guess. Tell me which girls you've been with, or if you have examples of girls that were, you know, just passive submissive. Like they didn't tell you they wanted to be submissive to you. They just kind of let you do whatever and go with the flow. Or if you've had some experience with assertive girls who literally say, I want you to tie me up. I want you to use ropes on me, like that kind of stuff. And as always, you know how I end every single one of these. Go out there and crush your goals.